The Springboks have been handed a fair draw at the 2027 Rugby World Cup, at least upon initial inspection, but it might turn out to be a particularly difficult one. I'm going to explain in this episode as you get a front row seat to exactly who is playing who at the 2027 Rugby World Cup in Australia. Let's start with Pool B, where the Boks are featured. So there we are, alongside Italy, Georgia and Romania. We've played Italy at the Rugby World Cup before, that was in 2019. Georgia, we met them in 2003 when they made their debut at the tournament. And the Romanians, we've played before 1995 and as recently as the last World Cup in 2023. Honestly, guys, when you look at that kind of pool, I think you've got to be happy. We've avoided the Pacific teams like Samoa, Fiji, and Tonga, and you kind of don't want to have to play against those guys just because of the physical battering that your body takes in playing against those guys. Not that you don't expect to win, but just in terms of the battering that is handled, so to speak, by your body. Whereas if we look at these sides, Italy will give us a good workout. Romania, okay, fine, they're not the force that they used to be, but you can expect Dr. Rusty Rasmus would probably make 15 changes for that match. And then Georgia will give us a good workout as well. These are not the kind of matches or opponents that you arrive at the stadium knowing beforehand that you're going to win 75-0. Again, Romania, we expect that to be the easy one in the pool. But Italy and Georgia, we know, yeah, sure, we'll win, or at least we should win, but we'll get a good workout. And that's important because you don't want to be playing teams that you just steamroll over. And then by the time the knockouts come along, you're not actually properly conditioned. And then you get a little bit of a surprise. That famously happened to New Zealand at the 2007 Rugby World Cup, when they had a very easy pool. They won all their matches by large scores, and then they came undone in the quarterfinals against the host nation France in a match that ironically took place in Cardiff. Okay, so that's Pool B for the Springboks. Let's have a look at all of the other pools, starting in the correct chronological order. Pool A, where we find the host nation Australia. Now remember, they were not actually seeded, so the problem they had is that they were always going to be in a pool with one of the big boys, and in this case, it's New Zealand. It's a bit of a nightmare draw for the Wallabies, in my opinion. And we don't yet know the fixtures, but wouldn't that be an opening match of note? The Wallabies and the All Blacks. The only thing we do know about the opening match is that it will take place on the 1st of October 2027 in Perth. But Australia, New Zealand, that would be one hell of an opening match. Still, you'd favour the All Blacks to win this pool in any event, unless the Aussies can punch above their weight. We'll have to wait and see. Chile and Hong Kong, the two other teams in this pool. I worry that this might be a pool, certainly from Chile's point of view, where it might be too difficult for a third place team to go through. Remember, the format of the tournament is such that the two top teams in the pool go through to the last 16, and four of the third placed sides go through, and you just think that Chile probably take too much of a hammering against New Zealand and Australia, and that's going to be very difficult for their points difference, and that makes it really difficult for them to get to the last 16. I don't expect Hong Kong to beat any of those guys. So that's Pool A. Let's look at Pool C now, because we've already looked at Pool B featuring the Springboks. Here we have Argentina, Fiji, Spain, and Canada. Now, this is definitely, for me, a pool where I see a third-placed side going through. I expect Los Pumas to easily get past Spain and Canada. I expect them to beat Fiji fairly comfortably. But then, Spain are a team that are on the rise, and so you look at that and you think, hey, you know what? I don't think Spain would beat the Fijians, but they could get fairly close enough that their points difference isn't damaged too badly, and then you expect them to beat Canada. So Spain have got a shout there of getting into the last 16, in my opinion. Let's have a look at Pool D. This is a very, very interesting one. In fact, if we talk about Pool of Death, I actually think this might be the one. So you've got Ireland, who are a team that have been near the top of the rankings, or indeed top of the rankings, for a large part of the last 5 years. But just in the last year or so, there's this feeling that they might actually be on the decline. And then you've got Scotland, who I grant you, in the last few months have not exactly set the world alight, but there is a strong feeling within that country that this is one of the strongest sides they've ever had. So upset alert perhaps on the part of the Scots, and who doesn't love a Rugby World Cup upset? But then you've got Uruguay, who are one of the most improved teams in world rugby. I think that when it was a 20-team World Cup, up until 2019, Uruguay were easily the kind of team that you look at and say, yeah, yeah, these guys will finish bottom of their table, fifth in their pool every time. But now they've improved to the extent where you say, well, could they beat Portugal? I think they could, 100%. Nothing against the Portuguese, but I think that Uruguay are a little bit better. Could Uruguay upset Ireland or Scotland? Probably not, but I think they could push them close enough that their points difference will be pretty good. So I'm going to pick, certainly if not Uruguay, then if Portugal calls the upset, I think that Pool D, we will see a third placed side going through to the last 16. Let's move on to Pool E now, where we have France, Japan, USA, and Samoa. This is another one where I think France and Japan are easily the two best sides. But now the question is, will they run away against the States and the Samoans? And you reckon, I mean, the USA beat Samoa in the recent Pacific Nations Cup, so who knows what happens there? And I suppose in that sense, this is also a little bit of a pool of death. Because, yeah, sure, you expect Le Bleu to win the pool, but... and probably Japan do go through in second place, but there's no guarantee when you look at the Americans and Samoa. So that could be a very, very interesting one. And then finally, we're looking at Pool F. I think England will be very happy with this. They really should expect to run away against Wales, certainly on current form. Tonga might fancy their chances against the Welsh. But then in the same breath, you might say that Zimbabwe, who are back at the Rugby World Cup for the first time since 1991. It's great to see our neighbours back at the tournament. They might fancy themselves against the Tongans. But I suspect England is going to be a little bit too difficult for them. And so as much as I would love to see Zimbabwe do really well, and I will be rooting for the Sables at this World Cup, I fear that Pool F and Pool A are probably the two where you are least likely to see the third place team go through. Now, I don't expect third place teams to necessarily get to the quarterfinals, but we are looking at them just to see who we think of those sides will actually get to the last 16. Let's just have a look again quickly at the Springboks pool. Again, you say South Africa, Italy, Georgia. That is a very interesting one, because don't forget that the Georgians have got this feeling that they deserve to be in the Six Nations. And I know Italy have improved drastically of late, but over the last two decades, and certainly in the period where Georgia have felt that they deserve a shot at being in the Six Nations, the Italians have always been the side that they've looked at and said, hey, we want to play off against these guys. And so in that sense, it's quite interesting that they've been drawn in the same pool, but by the same token, you might say that currently Georgia would have preferred a game against Wales to prove that they are indeed worthy of a place in the Six Nations. I think Georgia will push Italy close enough. They'll do well enough against South Africa to keep the points difference down, and then you expect them to beat Romania. So I'm going to stick with Pool A and Pool F as the two that I think we will not see a team go through that finishes in third place to the last 16. I'm going to put an episode together. I hope to put it out tomorrow, guys, where I give you my probably way too early predictions for the 2027 Rugby World Cup. Spoiler alert, I probably think South Africa will win it, but you knew that already. Let's just have a quick look at the brackets, because I just want to show you what it looks like just very quickly. And so this is the path to the final. And South Africa, obviously being in Pool B, so we're on the left-hand side there. We will play one of those third-placed sides in the last 16. And again, if you looked at all of them, you don't expect any of them to trouble the Springboks too much. And so you go to the quarterfinals, where we will play the winner between the Pool A winner and whoever finishes third in some of those other pools. So if I just quickly fast-forward to the quarterfinals already, the prospect is there of a Springboks All Blacks battle for the ages. I already can't wait. Very exciting stuff. But okay, I'm getting ahead of myself here. And as promised, if all goes well, tomorrow I'll put out an episode for you where I give you my full prediction for the 2027 Rugby World Cup, even though it is very, very early. In terms of fixtures, I just want to repeat again, it'll only be next year. I think it's the 3rd of March or the 3rd of February. I've forgotten the date now, just off the top of my head. That's when the fixtures, the full fixtures, will actually be released. So then we'll know who we're playing, when we're playing them, and where we're playing them. The only thing at this stage that is cast in stone is that the opening match will take place at Perth on the 1st of October, and then on the 13th of November, we will see the final in Sydney. Other than that, everything else at this stage remains up in the air. But what do you think? Let me know in the comment section down below what your thoughts are of the Springboks being pulled together with Italy, Georgia, and Romania, three European sides, as it turns out. And while you're down there, you may as well also tell me what you think about pools A, C, D, E, and F. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. There are great benefits to be had. For example, you might be able to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. We might be able to have quarterly Zoom calls where we discuss Springbok matches, tactics, and the like. You can get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online store. And you might even be able to win the brand new James Small biography that is coming out soon. In order to do that, you need to click on the link below, sign up as one of my patrons. It starts from as little as $5 per month. It goes all the way up to $100 per month. So if you want lots of benefits and maybe you used to work at Eskom and you got a lack of bonus when you left, then sign up for that tier. Why not? Whatever you choose to do, I appreciate your support and I look forward to speaking to you next time.